Matthew chapter 25, and look at verses 34 through 40, and we've been talking about a vision, a mission, and purpose of the church, and blueprints laid out there about energizing and being energized for the Lord. And you know, so many times we can get defeated through the week, we can get beat down, and all kinds of things going on, but man, when you come into the house of the Lord, it's time to get energized, renewed, and refreshed, amen? Energized, renewed, refreshed, and on fire for the Lord. So we've talked about over the past couple of weeks about energizing dynamic Christian growth in the lives of believers. We talked about equipping people and equipping members for Christian service and helping them discover their unique gifts and how to use them in the church. And we're going to look at ministry and things of that nature today and see about those that we can minister to spiritually, emotionally, materialistically, relationship, and things of that nature for our church community. And then discipleship, to provide encouragement and opportunities for believers to grow and to be like Christ and to be used in his place of service. And God lays out the blueprints for us. It's called the Word of God. Amen. He lays out the blueprints. He gives us what we need and the direction what we need to go in. And he lays that out for us in his word so that we can follow it and abide by it. And so we're going to look at that today, our purpose and energizing, and see what the Lord has to say to your heart and mind. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are thankful to the Lord. Thankful to be here today. Thankful to, Father, read your word and Father, minister your scripture to the Lord, to those that are here, the Lord. And Father, we just pray that we can take your word and apply it to our heart, that we won't only be hearers of your word but doers, and Lord, and apply it, the Lord, and then take it outside the church and share it with others, share it with those that are within, the Lord, so that we can equip and we can minister and we can build up one another, the Lord, and we can energize and be energized through your word. And God, just bless the reading of your word today as we open it up. Your word is precious. Your word is special. God, we pray your blessings upon it, the Lord, that it'll go forward and that it accomplish that which is pleasing and honoring to you today, the Lord, that it'll fulfill what you desire it to do, the Lord, that it would change our hearts, our minds, our souls, the Lord, and Father, that we would be more like you, more Christ-like, God, that we won't be the same as what we walked in here as, that we would be different, we would be energized, we would be renewed, refreshed, revived, the Lord, to go outside and face the battles and the wars of this week, the Lord, that we can be a minister to those that we come in contact with, the Lord, that we can lead them and show them a better way of living, God, and Father, may you be honored with that today. God, we just thank you again. We ask you to bind up Satan, his demons and workers, and Father, just keep him at bay. He's not welcome here, Lord. And let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to rule and reign today. God, we're going to thank you for your reading of your word. We pray your blessings upon it. We give this service to you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. We're going to look at Matthew 25, verse 34 through 40. Matthew 25, verse 34 through 40. It says this. It said, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, and naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. When I thought about that, I thought about, as I said, the blueprints and energizing and things of that nature. I thought about what God is sitting here telling us to do. He has got the roadmap. He's got the blueprints. He's got everything that's laid out for you and me. If you're taking notes, number one, we can see that Jesus is teaching us about the ministry. We can see that Jesus is teaching us. There's some things that I want you to look about as a Baptist that aren't to make you shout today. Amen. If you think about it and you apply it, it'll change your heart and it'll change your life and it'll change who you are. Look back at verse 34. It said, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father. Number one, we need to understand, and it will energize us to understand that we are blessed of the Father. We are blessed by Jesus. We are a blessed people, folks, because of what God has done for us on the cross of Calvary. You and I are blessed. So he said, come, ye blessed of my Father. And I think about that as Christians, and we wear the title of Christ-like. I think as Christians, as you and I are, saved individuals, when I think about that, that excites me to know. He said, come, ye blessed of my Father. We are blessed of him and blessed of the Lord. In whatever situation we in, we can understand that we got God's blessings upon us, that we are blessed of him as children of God. We are heirs and joint heirs of the Father. We got a place reserved for us in heaven, and it's called heaven itself. We got a mansion up there, and it's to be excited about us when I think about that. And I think it says, come, ye blessed of the Father. I am energized by that. But not only that, but it says, inherit the kingdom prepared for who? For you. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You need to understand, God had something in store for you. God had a kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Before you was ever in the thought of your mom and dad or whoever, God knew you. Not only that, but God knows your name. Not only that, but he's numbered the very hairs up on your head. God knows. God knows, my friends. We are blessed of the Father. We have inherited the kingdom that is prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's something to be excited about. I know we're Baptists in here, but it's okay every once in a while for you to say amen and praise the Lord. Amen. That's something to be excited about, something to be encouraged about, something to be energized about, knowing that we're a child of the King, knowing that we are blessed people, knowing that we have an inheritance that you and I are going to receive one day when we pass from this walk of life and become in the presence of Almighty God. But he says here, he gives us a lesson on ministry. When you look back at verse 35, he said, I was a hunger and you gave me meat. He said, I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. He said, I was in prison and you came unto me. And I thought about that. Ways that we minister and ways that we can minister to others. When I thought about that, and I thought about what we do with the food bank and things that we do here to minister to the needs of people. And Jesus was sitting there saying, he says, if you see somebody in hunger, feed them. If you see that they need clothes, clothe them. He said, if they're sick, visit them, and things of that nature. And I'm thankful that that's what we do, and that's part of ministering to the needs of folks in the church. But it's just not just for one individual to do. It's for us all to be encouraged, engaged, and energized, knowing that we all have a part in God's kingdom. We all are important when it comes to ministering and doing God's work. One person can't do it all. But it takes everybody coming together and working as a team. And team says together, everyone accomplishes ministry. Together, everyone accomplishes more. And it's working together to feed those that are hungry. It's working together to clothe those that need to be clothed. It's working together and come together to carry out ministry. And I thought about, as I was in the senior adult class this morning, I had an amazing time teaching Sunday school in there. Maybe they'll have me back one Sunday. I don't know. But we were amazed. And we had a great time, and we were energized in there and excited, and we had discussion about these verses we're reading. And when we got to the part that says, in prison you came to me, when I think about that, there are so many people in bondage and in prison today, not necessarily in a jail cell, but my friend, within their own body, whether it's with their spouses, whether it's with their children, whether it's with drugs or pornography or whatever it is, my friends, we're in prison today, imprisoned in our own bodies. And my friend, and Satan has got us exactly where he wants us to be. Because if we're imprisoned in our own self and we can be our own worst enemies, then the devil has defeated us. He's robbed us of our joy, my friend. And when he robs us of our joy, we become an ineffective Christian. I want you to be energized today and understand there are people all around us that are imprisoned, and we have an opportunity to minister to them, but we have to minister minister to them as a team. And as a team, we become more effective to carry out what God's will and way is. And so we minister to them. A lot of people are in prison today. But I'm telling you what, my friends, Jesus holds the key to the prison. If you just open up your heart and turn it loose, he wants to bless you, my friends. He wants to bless you today. Not only that, but when I think about that, as he said, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me, ministering for Christ. When we minister to others, it's like ministering to Christ himself. It's like ministering to Christ himself. My friend, everything we do in ministry ought to have an upward approach and not a peripheral view. Everything we do should bring him honor and glory, to exalt him, to lift him up on high. My friends, it's to glorify the Father and lead everybody and point them to the way of the cross. Point them to Jesus. That's what we should do in ministry. Not only that, but he tells us in Galatians 6:2. In Galatians 6:2, he tells us this. He said, bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill ye the law of Christ. In Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. He says, my friends, we're to come together. We're to minister to one another. We're to minister to the needs that we have for one another. As I said in the Sunday school class earlier, that when we come together, and I picked on Mr. Lee, I said, Mr. Lee, you know, I know he's a prayer warrior. I know I can come to him and share with him, Mr. Lee, I've got a problem. I've got a burden upon my heart I need you to pray about. And Mr. Lee prays for me, and he carries that burden with me and helps me. But when I go to Mr. Lee with a burden, and I tell Mr. Lee to pray for me, and then he turns and does what? Tells Gloria. Then Gloria turns and does what? Tells Sandy, Pastor Tim got a problem. Pastor Tim got a big issue. I didn't come to you to share all that. I come to you to pray for me. What's wrong with you? I'm going to give you a knot on your head. You do that again. And so we come together and pray for one another and share one another's burdens with her. And then I picked on Nicole, and I threw Nicole on the ground like I'm a third jamer. I said, get on your knees, Nicole. And she got on her knees. I said, Nicole, you got burdens on you. I said, burdens so heavy that you can't carry them no more. And I said, and then I tore up some paper. And I said, we take this. I'm going to tear up your bulletin. Is that all right? I said, we take this. This is what we want to do. We got our burdens. And they're burdening us down. And then we take it to the altar. But we had a whole page of burdens. We take it to the altar. And we give part of it to the Lord. Go give it to the Lord. We give part of it to the Lord. Then we take and turn around. We still got half of it on us. Then what do? We go back and we get it. And we pick it back up. And we bring it back with us. Get down. I didn't tell you to get up. And we sit there and we work with one another and we do this. And then I told Nicole, I said, now, I said, you got the burdens of the whole world and everything on you. Burdens and the whole world on you, and it's weighting you down. Try to stand up. You can't. Why? Because you got the whole burdens on you. But when you turn your burdens over to the Lord and you lay them at the altar and you give them to him, and you truly lay them all there and give them to the Lord, stand up. It's much easier, isn't it? But not only that, get back down. Get down. Oh, nope. Get back down. Over here. Not only that. Yeah, she's not done. Nicole experienced this in class. But you're burdened down. But Jesus says, cast your care upon me, for my burden is easy and my yoke is light. And he said in that scripture, we're to do what? Bear ye one another's burdens and so fill in the law. So, not only that, but we get over here and we know that Jamer's got a burden and we need to pray for him and we need to lift him up. And when you pray for him, you lift him up and encourage him, energize him. He gets renewed in his faith and he's ready to go fight another battle. Amen? You sit down now. Energize. Energize, carrying one another's burdens. Then what does it say in Galatians 6:10? What does Galatians 6:10 say? It says, and we have therefore what? Opportunity. God gives us opportunity. Let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are in the household of faith. Bless God. Amen. So many churches want to sit there and tear one another apart in the household of faith. That don't accomplish nothing but letting the devil help turn loose in the church. It's like the squirrel went berserk. in the church. Y'all heard that song by Ray Stevens? Give it to the Lord. Amen. See, now y'all started laughing. Y'all remember it now. I need to turn some squirrels loose in here. Amen. You know, and has the opportunity. Good unto all men, especially those that are in the household of faith. Household of the Lord. You know, encouraging one another, energizing one another, praying for one another, sharing one another's burdens in a matter of prayer and lifting one another up. That's ministry. Ministering the way that Jesus taught us to be. Number two, not only that, but give spiritual gifts to minister. Giving spiritual gifts to minister and disciple others. God has gifted us with spiritual gifts. God has gifted everybody in here with a talent and a gift. It's exercising that for the ministry. It's exercising that to edify the body of Christ and for the ministry and what the Lord wants us to do. Administering our gifts. Romans 12, verse 4 through 8 says this. It says, for we have many members in what? One body. And all the members have not the same office. So we being many are what? One body in Christ. Are y'all with me? It's up there, right? All right, y'all with me? Nina's making it easy for you. She's throwing it up on the screen now. Y'all know me, when I start preaching and you get silent, there's no reason for it in God's house. Amen. When it's up on the board. All right, let's say. So we being many are what? One body in Christ. And everyone members of what? One another. Everyone members of one another. And it says so. It says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence and showeth mercy with cheerfulness. He's talking about there are many gifts that God has gifted us. There are many abilities that God has gifted you and I with, and we're to use that and use the gifts that God has given us to honor and glorify him, to minister to others, to pour our heart and soul into people, to mentor them, to be their accountability partners, to help disciple them, train them, give them some roots, and get them established so they can too be ministers of the gospel, ministers of what the Lord would have us to do. It's training them. 1 Peter 4:10-11 says this. In 1 Peter 4:10-11 says, as every man hath what? So, do you not have a gift?
Yes.
Do you not have one?
Yes.
So, as every man hath received what?
Yes.
The gift. Even so what?
Yes.
Even so, do this.
No.
Even so what?
Minister.
One to what? Another. So, if you got a gift of sign language, which I don't, and we have usually three or four of them up here today. They're all sick on me. But you up here. Gail has that ministry. And what is she doing? She signs to them. And I love to watch her up here signing. And I'm trying to learn, and it is absolutely beautiful to watch her signing and stuff. But then Gail's going to teach a class for those that want to learn sign language. She's going to help. So what is she doing? She's taking her gift that God gives her, and he's passing it along. And the same thing with teaching. Whether it's Madina or Sandy, and Madina teaching Sunday school, Tanya, whatever it is that you're teaching, you take those gifts, and you're teaching others, and training them, discipling them, building them up for the body of Christ, building up one another. And that's ministry. That's what it wants us to do. Every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as what? Good stewards of the manifold grace of God. To be a good steward, we have to minister the gifts that God give us to minister to others. To be good stewards of the manifold grace of God is what he's telling us to do that. And if any man speak, let him speak as the what? Oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as what? The ability. The ability which God giveth, the ability that God giveth, that God in all things may be what? Glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be what? Praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. If it's minister, it ought to be what? To bring God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus. Anything we do ought to have an upward approach, ought to be encouraged and motivated that we do what we do for the honor and the glory of God, that God gets the praise. And my friends, He gets the honor for everything we do. It should have an upward approach, leading folks to Christ, pouring our hearts and lives into them is what He wants us to do. Not only that, but number three, God gives leaders to the church to equip its people for ministry and discipleship. Encouraging them, energizing them, getting people plugged in to be a part of the ministry. He tells us again in Ephesians 4, 11 through 12. In Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, He said this, and He gave some what? Apostles and some prophets and some, and for what? The perfecting of the saints. For what? The work of the ministry. To equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, to minister, to energize, to disciple, to come together. Everything we do to equip and perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. We got ministry to carry out, and it takes us all working together to carry out that ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ, coming together. Not only that, but what does He say in 2 Timothy 2? 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 2, He says this. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is where? In Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard among many witnesses. What does He say? The same commit thou to faithful men who should be able to teach others also. Training them up, energizing them, equipping them, letting them know you can. So many times the devil says you can't. And gets in your mind and says, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, no, you, Miss Mary, you can't do that. The devil's sitting there whispering, oh, no, that's too much for you. Yeah, you can't do that. Lee, brother, what you thinking, man? You can't do that. The old devil sitting there whispering in Lee's ear saying, Lee, you can't. Man, you can't. You can't. But then God's saying, you can. You can. And ministering to them, and building them up, and minister to them, you know, and commit. What does it say? Commit thou to faithful men. Committing yourself to folks and saying, the first time Miss Sandy taught, she was scared to death. She come by the time I'm scared. I said, it's okay, Miss Sandy, you can. You can. You know, you can. And I left a can in the back there today with the senior adult class. I went around there and I told them they can, so I ran to the pantry and got out a can and said, every time you go to cook a meal and you pull out a can, you look at it and say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do this. I can do that. With God's help, I can. With God's help, I can. I can do this with God's help. And you know what? It says, commit thyself to faithful men who should be able to teach others also, discipling them, and training them, equipping them, energizing them, get them fired up to go do the Lord's work. Amen? We can do that. We can, because greater is He that is in us than he that is of the world. Oh, we can do it if we just set our mind to it and commit ourselves to being faithful, to being able to teach others. Not only that, but I think when God gives leaders to the church to equip those in the ministry, I think about the story of Samuel and Eli in 1 Samuel 3. 1 through 10, I think in the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Eli took and was a mentor to Samuel. Samuel was a young child being brought up in the house of God. And Eli was his mentor. And Samuel worked along the side of Eli. And Eli poured his heart and soul into him. And look what it says. It said, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Was precious in those days. And there was no open vision. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and he lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli. And he said, "Here am I, thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lay down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." You know, it's taking that time to mentor. It's taking that time to be a people's accountability. It's taking that time to pour yourself into faithful men that are committed to be able to carry out the work of the Lord. We see Samuel as a child was in the temple working with Eli, and he was ministering there, and Eli was pouring his heart into him. And Eli knew that when God called Samuel the third time, he knew and he perceived in his heart that it was God calling Samuel. And Eli said, the next time you hear the call, say, "Here am I, Lord. Here your servant is. I'm listening." My friend, it's pouring into the heart of people, saying that when God speaks and God's calling you, say, "Here am I, Lord. Your servant is listening. Here am I, Lord. Your servant is listening." That's what God wants from you and me. He wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be energized. He wants us to understand that when God has got a calling on your life, that you say, "Hear my Lord, your servant is listening." When God is calling your life, you say, "Hear my Lord, your servant is listening." When God's got a call on your life, you stop all that you're doing and say, "Hear my Lord, your servant is listening." And I promise you, he won't steer you wrong. He won't steer you wrong, my friends. Oh, listen, you need to be encouraged. You need to be energized and motivated today that God is calling you. And I don't know what he's calling you for. You might have burdens upon you that he's calling and say, "When you going to give it to me? When you going to give it to me?" You might be burdened down today. You might have a load upon you that you cannot carry yourself. But when are you going to bring it to the altar and give it to the Lord and say, "I can't, but he can. But he can. God, I can't, but he can." And give it to the Lord and leave it there. And leave it there. Oh, I don't know what you're going through today, but I know, my friend, in Revelations, it says God stands at the door and he knocks. And he's knocking at your heart's door today. He said if you would just open it up, he'll come in and abide with you and you with him. Answer the call today. He's knocking on your heart's door. Say, "Here am I, your servant is listening. Here am I, your servant is listening, Lord." Oh, we see that that's what Samuel did. And Eli helped him to get to that point to realize it was God that was speaking to him. Not only that, but number four in closing, it says God intends for ministry and discipleship and evangelism to be done through us, the local church. It's not somebody else's job. It's our job as the local church to minister, to disciple, and evangelize, and pour our heart into people. Give them the equipment and the tools that God desires for us to be. God intends for that. He tells us in Acts 11. In Acts 11 and verse 19 through 26, he says this. "Now they were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about. Stephen travailed as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word, and none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then the tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which were in Jerusalem, that they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Who when he came, he had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christian first at Antioch. They came together. The church came together. They discipled these men. They brought them to Antioch. They discipled them. And each of them went to different counties. Each of them went to different parts of the world. Some taught to the Jews. Some taught to the Grecians. Some taught to the Romans. They were spread out to carry the gospel to every tongue, every kindred, and every nation. And that's what we're required to do as the church of God, to take the word of God to everybody we come in contact with. But not only one person can do it. It takes us working together as a team to be energized and excited about what God has done in our life, to take it outside these doors and share it with others that are in need of Jesus. It takes us all working together to carry out the ministry and to carry out what God has us to do. And we've seen, my friends, it worked with the church of Acts. You've seen all through Acts where God added daily as such should be saved and added to the church. My friend, we got the blueprints. It's God's master plan for the church. It's energizing and being excited about what God is doing and carrying out the work of the ministry for His honor, for His glory. It's not about us. It's all about Him and doing what God would call us to do. Oh, I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you, as some of the verses I read, that you might be burdened down. You might be in prison. The first verses we read out of Matthew, it talked about, you know, it talked about God gave us some teachers, gave some prophecies, gave all that. Matthew talked about feeding the hunger and supplying them and clothing those. And then he talked about, as I said, that some were in prison and imprisoned and they came unto them. My friend, I don't know what you at, where you are, what you at today. But my friend, listen to me. If you in prison and you are down and out, my friends, and Satan's got you in a place to where you feel defeated, my friend, Jesus has the key to the prison. And he wants to loose you and set you free. And he says, whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Oh, listen, bring it to the altar. Give it to the Lord. Miss Decky's brother sung a song that rings in my heart. That's what this altar is for. Bring it to the altar. Give it to the Lord. Maybe you need to pray for one another. Pray for me. Pray for the church. I don't know what's on your mind. Maybe you want me to pray with you. I'll pray with you. You come forward. Oh, maybe you're here and you're burdened down and you've never gave your heart and life to the Lord. And you're in bondage and grips of Satan. Oh, my friend, God wants to loose you and set you free today.